Okay, here we go, Lonzo.
Wait a minute.
I'm back.
Wait a minute. You're not supposed to be here. We took your name off of stuff.
Exactly. It didn't take long to get that name off of there, did it? I'm back.
I've had practice with that. So, you know.
Yes, you have.
I've had to do it a couple times.
And I was committed that I was, or determined that I was going to be the guy that broke that streak. Didn't happen. But I appreciate you guys understanding just life. You know, just how things go, and there's certain things that you're trying to juggle so many different things. Life can get crazy. And I miss being in the chair, though. I miss coming in here and having some debates with you.
Hey, this is a second job for you. I get that. I think we all get that. I mean, that's how that works.
But I enjoy it. I love it.
But you're back now.
Passion. I'm back, yes.
For one day only.
One day only.
Until the next time that, yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Get in here now while you can, everybody. It is Richmond Weaver here with Lonzo as Greg McKinney is going to be traveling down to Sumter for the big football game this evening with Burns. And I know he's disappointed that he can't sit next to me and I can be the voice of reason while he's sitting in here.
Yeah, instead he gets to listen to chatty Matt Hogan the whole way, because I understand he's chatty on the way, you know, up and down, you know, because they all ride together.
Well,
I'm sure Randy isn't chatty. Randy probably just looks longingly out the window at the beautiful day.
But Matt's younger, so he So that's what happens.
Yeah, he's excited.
You're
he's new
chatty.
In the business. You're trying to get some wealth of knowledge from the guy sitting in the front seat, and Greg ain't gonna give him nothing.
He's trying to establish himself. I get it. Yes, and Greg GMAC is the wise old man. He's been there, done that. Right. He's the stoic guy.
I don't know about stoic, but yeah.
Right.
I think he's the opposite of stoic, if anyone's ever seen when I say stuff that he doesn't understand. Anyway.
Yes. No, he will have his opinion for sure. And again, just make sure that you listen tonight, Burns versus down in Sumter, and Greg will be on the call for that.
That's
going to
be a
tough game.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. From what I understand, Sumter's undefeated. So, I mean, but, you know, you get to the next level of the playoffs, you're going to play some really good teams. But Burns is on a roll. So we'll see what happens.
Keep things going. That's why you play the game. You never know what can happen. And that's why this weekend we're going to continue playing the games in college football and in the NFL. And make sure that you also jump in with us playing the game today, talking sports. And we're going to be here taking you to 4 o'clock. And again, if you want to jump in right here on ESPN Upstate, the number is 844-477-3776. That's 844-GSP-ESPN. And I know a lot of people already know that, but if you also don't know the text line, that's the Health Dare text line, 71307. If you don't have an opportunity to actually call in but still want to get some of your thoughts, please do so on the text line. Just make sure you use the keyword ESPN so we know it's being directed right towards us, Lonzo and I, here taking you through. And also, don't forget about the radio.com app. You might not have access to the radio or your desktop. Go to radio.com and download the app, or just go to the app store on any of your devices and download the radio.com app, and then put in the search there and you can search ESPN Upstate, and it'll be downloaded, and you'll have it ready to go wherever you might be. And so let's jump right into some action that we saw last night. Well, as we saw in the NFL last night, with a short week, teams struggle on the road during a short week, and it continues par for the course as Green Bay struggled right at the very end and could not withstand the final push by Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks as they end up losing 27-24 in a game, Lonzo, is it now a situation where we're looking at, is that the nail in the coffin for Green Bay? Can they come back to make a run for the playoffs? Because the NFC North, with the Bears playing the way they are, and obviously the Vikings, and that's going to be a big showdown this weekend, but that was a must type of win game for Green Bay, in my opinion, to be able to actually get into the playoffs.
You know, I keep hearing everyone say, well, they still have Aaron Rodgers, so they still have a chance. I think they're done. I really do. You can only be down, and they're having trouble winning on the road. They should have won that game last night. if they had any defense at all, they could have stopped Russell Wilson from driving down and scoring that last score. And it was a pretty entertaining game, though. I watched the majority of it, and it was back and forth. It was what you expected, especially since Green Bay's history playing in Seattle. They always seem to struggle there. I don't get it, because I don't think Seattle's that good. And that just shows you how far down Green Bay is, that they're struggling with Seattle.
And Seattle is a tough place to play, regardless of how good Seattle is. I get it. It's up in the northwest part of the country. And again, it's a short week. So all things considered, Green Bay actually did play really well. And their defense, in my opinion, was playing okay. I mean, they had 5 sacks. They lead the NFL in sacks. So it's not necessarily that it's all on the defense not getting the job done.
No, it's not. But you got to stop them when it counts the most.
Of course you do.
When you have that lead and it's in the fourth quarter, you got to stop them then. And they just.
But Green Bay's 0-5 on the road this year. They can't win on the road. Something is amiss with Green Bay. And as much as they've got to get a stop, look at that last drive offensively. Aaron Rodgers, he's got to make that throw. On that third down, third and two, and he short arms it. He's got to be able to make that throw. And then, obviously, you can question if Mike McCarthy should have punted right there at fourth and two on their own 33-yard line with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go. And as I was viewing it, I thought he made the right play. Go ahead and punt. I mean, your defense should have been able to get a stop. And you had the 2-minute warning. You had a timeout. And even if they do get one first down, you can still get them into a situation of stopping and having to punt, because all you needed was 3 points just to tie it, to get into overtime. And we've seen Aaron Rodgers. He does not need 3 minutes. Give him 45, 50 seconds. That's plenty of time for Aaron Rodgers. We've seen it in the past. But as much as we want to put it on the defense, I felt that right there, that last drive, Aaron Rodgers, he didn't come through.
You're right, but I disagree with the fourth and two. I'd have went for it, because the defense has been a problem. There's a reason why you're not winning on the road. And, yeah, they played pretty well last night. But I would look at the past, what has happened this year, and go, okay, they may struggle on this. No way. I'm going to keep the ball in the hands of my guy in Aaron Rodgers' hands. And, yes, he missed that pass at the end. If I recall, I've seen it a couple of times. There was someone wide open at the first down marker.
Yes, he short-armed it. It just hopped.
Yeah,
hit right at the receiver's feet. And, you know, I just think it's interesting that in a previous game, we saw just the Aaron Rodgers, the death stare, him getting so upset at Ty Montgomery and running out the kick return, where eventually fumbles and Aaron Rodgers never gets the ball. And he's obviously very upset that Ty Montgomery would make a play like that and then have an error where he fumbles the ball. But when Aaron Rodgers is in that position where he's got to make a play and he doesn't come through, then is he blaming it? Is he putting the blame back on himself? Is he looking into the mirror and understanding that sometimes you don't make every single play? And that's why I just think there's this bit of karma that is happening there with Aaron Rodgers.
You could say that, but it's Aaron Rodgers, man. I mean, you believe that 9 times out of 10, he's going to make that pass and you're going to continue on and you're going to win the game. And he's not perfect. He's going to make some mistakes. But they were looking to get rid of him anyway, probably. I mean, it's one of those things where they just needed an excuse, and that was a good enough one to go. But there's been, you know, a little bit of a purge going on with Green Bay, and some people are believing that the purge is going to continue at the top and that McCarthy is going to be gone next year. We'll see, because I do agree with everything that I've watched some sports talk this morning on TV, on ESPN, and they were saying, you know, sometimes you need a change of scenery, and it's a shame that you've had Aaron Rodgers all this time and only won one Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, and I think you have to start looking at.
But they haven't put the talent around him. They just haven't.
Yeah, but I think they have. More so than, say, Tom Brady. Who has Tom Brady had that is so much more exceptional than what Aaron Rodgers has had? You might be able to point to Rob Gronkowski, but
He's had Bill Belichick.
Well, that's the difference.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. And I think that you have to start looking at, with Aaron Rodgers, just even perspective of the quarterbacks that he has beaten, the teams that he has beaten. Like, for example, this year, I mean, it wins against Mitch Trubisky, Josh Allen, C.J. Beathard, Brock Osweiler, and he tied with Kirk Cousins. But he lost to Alex Smith, Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff, Tom Brady, and Russell Wilson. So he can beat the other guys, but he can't beat the quarterbacks that everybody says that Aaron Rodgers is better than. Now, from a talent perspective, I agree that Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks we've ever seen, just from what he's able to do, especially the playmaking ability. And it seems like he's better outside of the pocket when things are breaking down and he has to make some type of play. Like, he looked almost uncomfortable on that 3rd-and-2 play where he just short-armed it. It's like he needs to be running and then make some ridiculous play, because he does still have that gunslinger mentality. It just seems to me that we're not putting enough credit on the wins and losses with Aaron Rodgers when we're comparing. That's why I think there's no comparison. It's Tom Brady, just because of when you factor in the W's.
Yeah, I'm
you're not buying it.
No,
huh?
Because I'm not going to give Tom Brady any credit.
Well, I know you're not.
Because I want to be consistent.
You still think he cheats all the time?
I think it's been proven.
You know? But his stats get better after that.
Haven't you listened to the radio? Haven't you watched TV lately? Tom Brady's done. You didn't know that? The age has finally caught up with him. He's finished.
Yes.
He is done.
I know.
It's all over.
I do want to be able to talk about that, but let's jump on the phone lines right now. Delvin's jumping in here wanting to talk NFL. Delvin, what you got?
A couple things. First, so who's going to be the next head coach of Green Bay next year? Because Mike McCarthy is done. He should win 4th-on-4 down like that. That's not the reason. That's another reason you got to talk about. They ain't putting a good scheme around Aaron Rodgers. I think his game plan is, hey, we're going to have Aaron Rodgers do everything on offense, and I just act like I'm a good head coach and offensive coordinator. That's our game plan. That's one. And two, they don't put talent around. You said name talent around. I can name a lot of guys that Tom Brady had. I think you're forgetting about Sterling Roberts, who went to the Hall of Fame a couple of years ago by the name of Randy Moss, who did this thing on that offense, Corey Dillon, and all those guys. We had a running game with him.
How long was Randy Moss there, Delvin?
Hey, name Randy Moss on Green Bay team. Name Randy Moss on Green Bay team. Name Randy Moss on Green Bay. Name Randy Moss.
There's nobody Randy Moss.
So you can't name Randy Moss. Exactly.
How many Super Bowls did Randy Moss win with the Patriots?
Tom Brady had Randy Moss.
How long did Randy Moss be with the Patriots, and how many Super Bowls did he win?
He didn't win no Super Bowl. That's my point.
And Tom Brady's got 5 Super Bowls since 2001. His first Super Bowl in 2001. It's 2018. And Tom Brady's still going.
But don't say that he ain't had no talent around him.
No.
Tom Brady had plenty of talent.
I didn't say he didn't have talent around him. I'm just saying that when you're comparing Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, it's not like Tom Brady had so much more talent than Aaron Rodgers has had around him. That's my point. They both have had some talent, and I agree with you 100%. Green Bay has had nobody to the likes of Randy Moss. I get that.
No,
but it was a short period of time for the Randy Moss era in the Patriots.
Yeah, and he ain't had no running game with him either. No, Le'Veon. See, if they got Le'Veon Bell or somebody like that, I think that the offense would be better. But I think Mike McCarthy is gone, because I think it's just Aaron Rodgers. I think his game plan is actually, hey, we're gonna let Aaron Rodgers do everything. That's my game plan. I mean, you can't have a coach like this. I think it's gonna be a new coach this year. I don't know who it's gonna be, but it's gonna be somebody who have more innovative game plan than Mike McCarthy got.
Agreed, 100% there, Delvin. Thank you for the call, and I do think the relationship has soured with Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy. I think you can pick up a lot of things just with body language and what you see. And when we come back right here on ESPN Upstate, is there fake news with Tom Brady? We mentioned it a little bit. We're going to dive into it more right after this. Mic check. No Mic Friday.
Hey, no one knew.
I know, but I do.
You could have played it off.
I know, but
like
I'm not
listening
that smooth.
To the song.
I'm not that smooth, though. That's the problem, right? I'm just the voice of reason. But I'm not the voice of perfection here. And that's what I'm sticking with, Lonzo.
Yeah, that guy's on the road right now.
Yes, exactly. He is on the road, and that's Greg McKinney is on the road. So it's Richmond Weaver back with you guys. It feels great being in the chair again. And Lonzo and I are going to get into some debates because I know he's not a big fan of Tom Brady. And I think Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback we've ever seen in NFL history. And I don't think there's any debate about it. And if you want to jump in, you can. 844-477-3776. That's 844-GSP-ESPN. The Health Dare text line is 71307. Just make sure you use the keyword ESPN. And Greg, as we just mentioned, is actually on his way down to Sumter for the Burns-Sumter football game. And Lonzo, what time is that game?
Our airtime is at 7. Kickoff is at 7:30.
Okay, so make sure that you jump in and listen starting at 7, pregame.
Yeah, you don't want to listen to anything that's on before that. Anything that's on after 4 or before 7, you don't want to listen to that.
And we won't say what that show is.
Yeah.
Right? No, so of course, everybody jump in.
And he won't come in here because he don't want
to. The whole time. Listen to us now. Listen at Ford, straight at Sturge. And then you've got the Burns High School pregame show at 7 with Greg McKinney. And then, obviously, the game at 7:30. And again, big game tonight for Burns and Sumter. And as much as Burns seems to be playing really well, are they going to be enough for Sumter? I don't know because I really don't know enough about – I just know record-wise what it looks like on paper, and it looks like it could be a tough matchup. But I'm definitely not the guy to ask, so I'm asking everybody else.
I do know that I talked to Greg off the air, and since he's not in here to stop me, he says he believes they have a chance. Okay. So,
well, he would know. He's seen enough football. He's called enough games, so he would definitely know.
Yeah, he's been there all year, so he knows what to look for. And they're playing pretty good right now, which is what you want at the end of the year. So – I believe they lost only 2 games, and one was to Don Bosco, and I forget what the other one was. But they're playing really well right now, so it should be a really good game. And I remember a few years ago when I was doing the high school show, during that run when Burns was winning so many championships in a row, and you know they dropped off, but it looks like they're working their way back into this. And
it's cyclical. All these teams,
are they
especially
back?
In high
we
school.
We don't know if they're back or not. We'll find out, but they definitely have a shot at winning the game tonight.
Well, that'll be a good one to listen to right here on ESPN Upstate. And one thing that is frustrating, though, is I know everybody's talking about fake news, and we hear President Trump talking about fake news. What is fake news? And that's almost gotten to a point now where it's just blah, blah, blah when you hear fake news. It's just rhetoric. But I would have to say from the sports perspective, I think I finally found one that is truly fake news. And I'm just surprised that we're in this situation, that we're trying to create some type of talk track around this fake news. And I don't know if anybody saw this story. It was posted on Yahoo Sports through Pro Football Talk on NBC Sports by Michael David Smith. And the headline, this is what the headline catches you. Passing stats are up around the NFL, but Tom Brady's are down. Oh, here we go. At age 41, Brady's finally declining. It's going to happen. It had to happen at some point, so this is it. So the passing stats around the NFL are up across the board, but again, this one noteworthy exception, that Tom Brady's are down. We're seeing his stats decline this season, and it's even more notable because it's within the context of the overall stats are improving around the NFL. So here's the storylines in terms of how this headline was created. Brady is averaging 7.4 yards per pass this year. The NFL average is 7.5 yards per pass. But now
that's an obvious decline right there.
Last year, Brady averaged 7.9 yards per pass.
See?
So it's a decline, right? Brady is completing.
The math don't lie, man.
It doesn't. Stats do not lie. You know, I'm a stats guy. I like analytics. Brady is completing 65.2% of his passes this year, and the NFL average, 65.1. But last year, Brady completed 66.3% of his passes. And this year, Brady is averaging 1.7 touchdown passes per game, and the NFL average is 1.8. But last year, Brady averaged 2.0 touchdown passes per game.
All right, I'm trying to figure out where this is fake news, because so far it's been completely accurate math-wise.
Math-wise, it has. But this is absurd that we're trying to create a news story that Tom Brady is in this huge decline at 41 years old.
See, here's what it is. And we've suffered a couple major deaths celebrity-wise in this week with Stan Lee and then Roy Clark dying. And, you know, most of the news places, whether it be TV or radio, a lot of them already have packages ready. Like Stan Lee was 95 years old.
Yeah, of course.
So you have your package ready. And people wonder, how'd they get that on so quick? Well, all of us in radio and TV.
And your media.
We have our death of a dynasty stuff ready. The dynasty's going to die. Tom Brady's going to decline. And with the declining of Tom Brady, the dynasty is done. Everyone has their packages together, ready to go, to throw up on the air as soon as we can prove that it's true. But we still can't prove that it's true yet. Yes, there's a decline according to the math, but I'm curious, and I don't know this, has the running game improved for the Patriots?
Well, the running game is his top receiver is his running back, James White.
So, if you take that into account, if a running game is working, then receiving yards go down. That's just how that works. And it's not like it's that much of a decline. I want him to be done.
I know but I'm hoping you...
I want to play my Death of the Dynasty package. I've got it ready to go, but I cannot play that yet.
But we can't play that, and I am so happy to hear you understand that. These are not statistically significant. There's no difference. Now, and remember, last year, Tom Brady was the NFL MVP. So his stats were probably already at a such higher level because he was playing at an MVP type of season. And remember, the Patriots, they're 7-3 right now. And, he has beaten Houston, Kansas City, Chicago, Green Bay, beat Miami when they were undefeated and they were finally going to take down the Patriots. And he's also beaten Indianapolis, who seems to be slowly getting it together with Andrew Luck now that he's healthy or getting healthier. So I just don't understand why we're trying to manufacture what you're describing, this death of a dynasty. It just goes back to the situation that people, it's a love-hate relationship with dynasties, right?
Well, here's the thing. You love to build things up. And I don't know if it's just in this country, but you see it a lot. You love to build things, people, organizations up, get them up on that pedestal, and then you love to knock the pedestal out from beneath them and watch them fall. That's just, I don't know what it is.
It does seem to be. That is human nature.
You know, I want this dynasty to fall because I want to play my package. But that's just me. I want to play my Death of a Destiny package, but I don't like
Now, are
cheaters.
You a dynasty death type of guy?
No.
Or is it just Brady and the Patriots?
When Mike Tyson got knocked out by Buster Douglas, I didn't like that. I wanted Mike Tyson to go on forever. I wanted Michael Jordan to win every championship every year, which he kind of did when he was there. I don't like seeing the end of when people are so happy watching someone go down. I didn't like seeing what happened to Tiger Woods. I want to see someone raise their level beyond what people think is possible and stay there and go out on their own terms. Not because I can't stand John Elway. But how he went out, that's how you should go.
That's the way to go.
That is
right
the way
off
to
into
go
the
out.
Sunset.
Yep. He didn't play too long. He didn't do what Peyton Manning did, play too long. Yeah, he got another Super Bowl out of it, but he played way too long. He had diminished so much that it was hard to watch when Jordan was playing for Washington. It was hard to watch.
Of course it was.
I mean, you just don't want to see that stuff. I want to see guys who are sports heroes go out on top. I don't want to see them go down. Yeah. I am not that guy. But I do want to see this dynasty end.
You're not that guy, but Tom Brady, yes, I want this down.
This is just because here's what I believe. I believe Tom Brady is a system quarterback. And I've said this before on this air. I believe that he couldn't do what he's done in another organization with a different coach.
Bill Belichick do it at Cleveland?
He wasn't ready yet. And again, this may be
so just a flip of the switch, of a sudden he figured it out in New England.
That does happen, by the way. You look at what you did wrong in the past, and it was Cleveland, man. Who wins in Cleveland?
Well, that's why I also feel that Baker Mayfield, as good as he is, he's not that good that he can eliminate the dysfunction or overcome the dysfunction of Cleveland. Now, he's a good quarterback, and I think he will be a quarterback that will play many years in the NFL, but he's not the elite level of type
you
of guy
that
can
is.
take you know, push through the dysfunction.
You get the right coach, because it could be, I know I'm cracking on Cleveland, but this could be a chicken egg thingy with Belichick and Brady. Maybe one cannot survive without the other, but I would love for Brady to retire to see. I mean, I don't want them both to leave at the same time.
I know, yes, because I understand that. Everybody wants to see,
because
is it Brady or is it Belichick or is it truly just the combination?
If Brady retires and Belichick goes for another 5 years and never is competitive again, then we know. Then all that speculation, all that stuff can stop, because then we'll know.
Yes, we will. Now, there's a lot more to talk about, and when you talk about dynasties, and even in the NBA, might not be a long dynasty, but is one on its way out. That's next, right after the break. It's Richmond Weaver and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. And it is a surprise guest host in here today. It's Richmond Weaver filling in for Greg McKinney as he's making his way down to Sumter for the Burns-Sumter football game tonight at 7:30. And you can catch that action starting here at 7 p.m. for the pregame show, and then kickoff is at 7:30. So it's Lonzo and I taking you through until 4 o'clock, and we've been talking about dynasties, and I definitely want to hear about dynasties and GOATs and who that might be, and if you want to jump in, it's 844-477-3776, and also don't forget the Health Dare text line, that's 71307, and in my opinion, the GOAT, quarterback-wise, that's Tom Brady. That's just the reality of it. But we do have a text that came in on the Health Dare text line that says, Otto Graham, 10 straight championship games, the GOAT. It's a different era.
Why does that matter?
Agreed. It is a different era. That's just factual. But 10 straight championship games, that's pretty impressive. And he won 7 of those. That's up there, and I think from what I've read about Otto Graham and his history in football from before the NFL and the leagues before that, that he was probably way ahead of his time, that he was a guy that he could have been competing in different eras. Now, I'm not saying necessarily he might have competed the way he did back then, but it is a different era. You have to admit that, Lonzo, that – but he's playing to the talent that is within his era, and 10 straight championship games, you can't argue with that.
Yeah. I mean, he won the majority of what was put in front of him. I mean, you know, that's all you can do, right?
That's true. Again, I just wonder the talent level, because as we know, it was not necessarily open to all races and everybody could play as well. I mean, there's a different scenario.
For part of that, but was it for all of it? Because I don't remember.
No, he was in the 50s.
Was it the 50s?
Yes.
Okay.
So
you're saying that there were no athletes at all?
I'm not saying there's no athletes.
You're kind of implying that.
No. I'm just saying the athlete pool was smaller. That's just the reality of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
but I don't think that diminishes what he did.
Without a doubt, it does not. And I know I'm going down this rabbit hole that it sounds like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth in terms of that, because I'm giving him credit, but it sounds like I'm not giving him credit. So I don't mean it that way. I'm just saying that, as we've also seen that when I look at, say, Alabama and Bear Bryant versus Nick Saban, there's an aspect that I almost give Nick Saban a little bit more credit because of the environment of college football today and how he's been able to sustain all of that throughout. I mean, it's just more competitive. It's just a different era, and I guess that's where I'm trying to go.
See, I hear that said a lot, but if you didn't live in that era, I mean, if you were in that era, you would think, as far as Otto Graham goes, this is the best football player in the world. So you don't know where we are now exists. You only know what exists in the time that you're in. So the time that he was in, he was the greatest around. I think it's weird when people in the Super Bowl era, in this era. So, yeah, in the Super Bowl era is different than the Otto Graham era, because that was just a championship. There was no Super Bowl. So
Okay. Now, I like how you just phrased that, and that's where I want to classify Tom Brady in then. The Super Bowl era. He's the greatest quarterback that I know in the Super Bowl era. How's that? Is that a better?
If you do it by championships, I see what you're saying. But I think the greatest, in a lot of ways, is always the opinion of the person saying who the greatest is. And to me, the greatest quarterback will always be Joe Montana. Just always will be.
It's hard to argue with Joe Montana. I get it as well.
It's just like the greatest basketball player to me will always be Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, I agree.
But, some would say Wilt. Some would say it's what you believe is the best. Now, you can say, like, the best, and it's some guy that you went to high school with, and that's just the best to you. But at least these best that we're throwing out there, other people also think they're the best because they did put up the stats. They did play on a championship level for everybody to see. So it doesn't apply to everything.
And that's where I think the wins and losses have to come into play. And when you're looking at the quarterback situation, especially right now, talent-wise, yes, Aaron Rodgers is unbelievable. But from a wins and losses perspective, Tom Brady has him. And I'm not just necessarily saying that Aaron Rodgers has to win all of these Super Bowls, but he has a losing record career-wise on the road. Tom Brady has won almost 70% of his games on the road. Joe Montana won over 75% of his games on the road.
All right, question for you. So during all the Super Bowls that Tom Brady won, and I don't believe this is true, but let's say there was a kicker that was with them for every single Super Bowl. Does that make him the best kicker of all time? Let's say there was a defensive end that was on all those championship teams. They won 7 Super Bowls. That makes him the best of all time.
No, because you could look at Robert Horry in basketball because he's won 7 NBA championships. So is he the best of all time? It's not defined just by one aspect. It's the combination of everything. But you have to factor in wins and losses. You just do.
I think you do, but I think the championship thing is I don't buy it so much because there's an offensive guard that's on every single one. Is he the greatest offensive guard of all time because he's won 10 championships?
No, there's an eyeball test that goes into
it
as well.
So it only applies to quarterbacks.
Well, inherently, we see quarterbacks get too much praise and too much of the blame, don't they? How many times is it look like, oh, well, it was all on the arms or the shoulders of this quarterback, win or loss. That's just the reality of the position. You've got the good and the bad of it. And there's, even though the NBA is much more of an individual sport, but when it comes to quarterback, it's like a point guard on the NBA or in basketball. And that's why you have to factor in these W's, because that's what they're measured upon. Not every player is measured upon that in football. That's just the reality of it, and I don't think that's ever going to change.
It's unfair to everybody else, though. It just is. I mean, I'm sorry. That left tackle, he's won 7 championships. He should be the greatest left tackle of all time because he won 7 championships.
Yeah, well, they just don't have enough stats to put people in different categories in terms of – above average, below average, elite. That's just, they just don't have enough stats. I mean, you could, I guess, pancake blocks. Could you look at that? How many games did you have and you didn't have any holding calls?
There's it's pretty satisfying to throw out the pancake. That's all I'm saying. When you're looking at that guy laying beneath you, that feels pretty good when you knock so, because you have just taken his manhood.
Now, were you a guy that would pancake block somebody and then lay on top of them?
No.
Just to make it worse?
No. I would pancake block and then go look for someone else to pancake block.
Oh, so you just wanted to keep hitting people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes wish I could do that around here.
There's probably a lot of times that I imagine you want to hit somebody. When we come back, we're going to be jumping into some more frustrations, and I know we alluded to it a little bit, in terms of a basketball dynasty, and are we seeing some things starting to crumble? That's next, right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Richmond Weaver filling in for Greg McKinney. Lonzo and I will be back right after this. Now, I have been mentioning NBA dynasties. We've been having these discussions, and I definitely want to talk about the Warriors and the Rockets game last night, where the Warriors end up winning 107-86. And again, it's Richmond Weaver and Lonzo here today on Friday, right before the weekend.
Rockets won, by the way.
Did I say the Warriors won? Yes. Excuse me. Yes.
Sorry. I'm really enjoying that correction. Go right ahead.
Well, that completely changes. That would completely change my rant about the dynasty if the Warriors won.
Yes, it would.
It would, right? And I guess where I was going with this, as it's Richmond Weaver filling in for Greg McKinney as he's going down to the Sumter Burns football game in Sumter. That's, again, right here on ESPN Upstate. Kickoff is at 7:30, but pregame starts at 7, so make sure you tune in. But I won't be able to give it enough time. We're going to be up against a hard break in just a couple of minutes, and I want to make sure I save enough time, because I think it is an important discussion in terms of how things start to break down for dynasties. Now, we've talked about just how it seems that people want to manufacture storylines, and talking about Tom Brady is his passing stats are declining this year, so that means it's finally over, that it's done. And then you look at the NBA in terms of what we've seen, the remarkable run with the Golden State Warriors, and are they still going to be able to continue this run? And there's some questions there, but I want to make sure that we have enough time after the break to be able to talk about that, because it correlates right into the discussions that we've been having about dynasties. And do people like dynasties or not? Do they want to see the underdogs, or do they want to see these, what I'm calling, especially in college football, the usual suspects? It's the same guys over and over. Now, it does change somewhat relative to professional sports, but in college, especially in football, it seems to be the usual suspects. And so I want to make sure that we have enough time to dive into that. But last night, the Warriors did lose to the Rockets 107-86. And I think you also even have to look at what changed with the Rockets. They had somebody leave, right? Carmelo Anthony. And is that one of those situations where, once again, that you have addition by subtraction? I think there is something to be said to that. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Richmond Weaver and Lonzo right here on The Huddle.